This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A jury has acquitted American teenager Kyle Rittenhouse on Friday of all charges related to his fatal shooting of two men and wounding of a third with a semi-automatic rifle during chaotic 2020 racial justice protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A 12-member jury determined Rittenhouse acted in self-defense, finding the 18-year-old not guilty on all counts from the August 25th incident. Rittenhouse broke down sobbing after the verdict. Prosecutors had portrayed Rittenhouse as a reckless vigilante who provoked the violent encounters. His defense argued that he was acting in self-defense. The shootings in Kenosha occurred in a night of protests after a police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. That incident happened after the high-profile deaths of 3 other African Americans, George Floyd, Elijah McClain, and Breonna Taylor, at the hands of police last year. Austria announced a new national lockdown and plan to mandate vaccinations as coronavirus infections hit a record high Friday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Austria will be the first country in Western Europe to reimpose a full coronavirus lockdown this autumn and will mandate its whole population to get vaccinated as of February. The government announced the new rules on Friday as infection levels in the country set new records. 2/3 of Austrians are fully vaccinated, one of the lowest rates in Western Europe. Vaccine skepticism is widespread, a view encouraged by the country's far-right Freedom Party, the third biggest in parliament. The lockdown rules will start on Monday, and the population will be required to get vaccinated from February 1st.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. At least 7 people were killed and 11 injured in southwestern Somalia Friday in a bomb blast that targeted a crowded market. The blast occurred in the town of Bardale, about 60 kilometers west of Baidoa, the provincial capital of Bay Region. Mohamed Isak Arase, the town's district commissioner, told VOA the explosive device was planted in the market and went off as shoppers, mainly people from rural areas, crowded inside. The latest blast comes as the Horn of Africa nation has concluded its indirect elections for the 54 senators in the upper house of parliament, including 14 women. It is also gearing up its efforts to elect 275 members of the lower house before the end of the year. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Friday he would repeal controversial farm laws that farmers have protested for more than a year. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
In a surprise concession on Friday, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said farm laws that sparked a year of protests will be scrapped.
Today I have come to tell you, the whole country, that we have decided to withdraw, repeal all 3 agricultural laws.
Friday was a significant about-face for Modi, a combative leader, though the news comes just ahead of elections early next year in several states, including Uttar Pradesh, the country's most populous. Farmers feared the overhaul would cut the prices they get for their crops. They staged nationwide protests that sometimes broke into violence and drew in activists and celebrities from outside of India, including climate activist Greta Thunberg and U.S. singer Rihanna.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano. House Democrats are celebrating after pushing through their sweeping social and climate bill following months of division, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It's a big win for the people.
Number 2 Democrat Steny Hoyer says the $1.85 trillion bill will make lives better, improving education, health care, job opportunities through major shifts in federal policies.
We'll be telling our children and grandchildren that we were here this day.
After a near party line vote where one Democrat joined all Republicans in opposing the bill, it now goes to the Senate, where it's all but certain to face significant changes. But neither House Speaker Nancy Pelosi nor South Carolina's Jim Clyburn say they're worried.
We think we got a good bill. They think they can make it better. And let them go at it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.